This is 7AD. All right, let's catch up with Sam O'Keefe, Devonport Bulls president, and talk a bit of Tasmanian rugby. How are you, Sam?
I'm well, Darren. How are you?
Okay, so your Bulls, you had a narrow win last week?
Yeah, we did. It was a very tough game, but a really good game against Taruna, and we were able to scrape away with a small win, but a win nonetheless. I think that if Taruna had about five more minutes, there was probably a bit more wind in their sails at the end of the game than was in ours. We defended really well, and I think that's what kept us in front for the whole game. Not the whole game. Taruna scored early, and we responded pretty quick after that as well. So, yeah, it was a pleasing win, and beating Taruna at Taruna is always hard. They have a passionate support group, and they're always very loud. So it was good to get that win on the road.
Yeah, and you predicted last week that Burnie would win. They had a loss.
They did. It was
Lions.
A surprising loss too. Yeah, to the Hobart Lions, who I've sort of always supported the Lions. That they're a young group, and they're really keen to play rugby. And talking with a few players from Burnie, it seems Burnie were probably a bit understaffed. But nonetheless, it's always hard to give up a game at home. And I'm sure Hobart Lions are pretty happy with their result. And I know that Brett Bentley and Burnie will get back to business this week and reflect on that and put in a good session and probably put a better result on the board for them this week.
All right, so this weekend, so Bulls, you're back home at dawn on Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock. So you're playing Harlequins, right?
Yeah, so we've got Harlequins, which is traditionally a pretty physical game, and I think this one will be no different. Quins are probably not having the year they've sort of wanted, I suppose. They're sitting on bottom of the ladder at the moment, and I dare say they'll travel pretty light. But they'll be very competitive, and it'll be a good game. It's always a good game at the Don.
All right, so 3 o'clock there. You've got your women. They've got two games on at Don on Saturday as well.
Yeah, they do. So the women are playing. They're hosting University Rugby Club and the Harlequins Rugby Club as well. So that's a big day, and it's their last home game of the season. So their first games kick off at 12:30, and they'll run through till 2 p.m., which is great for our women's rugby and it, you know, the effort to continue to grow that on the coast. So they're looking to have a good game, and University are the standard in women's rugby, and so that'll be a tough game for them there. And Harlequin are a very tough and physical side in the women's comp as well. So they've definitely got a tough task ahead of them, but they're slowly starting to get to a point where they're starting to score points more often and really learn the game. So the improvement from our women this year has just been phenomenal, and I think we'll see that on Saturday when we get to see them at home for, you know, we don't get that often, so it'll be a good opportunity.
Yeah, all right, so Saturday afternoon, big day at Don. We haven't spoken about your juniors program for a few weeks. What's going on there?
So juniors, that's an exciting space. So our under-17s have their first game in the statewide roster this Saturday, so they're on the road heading to Taruna to play, which is great. It's sort of, that's been a roster that's sort of been in the works for probably the last 2 years, and both the North and the South just really working hard to kind of develop an age group that can come through together. And
yeah,
we've got to that point now where there's enough under-17 players in Tasmania that we can have a competition. So although there's only three teams, so Hobart Hutchins have a team and Taruna have a team as well. So it's an exciting opportunity, and they're looking forward to getting on the park and wearing the green and black. So, yeah, really excited for that opportunity.
Right. Now, for parents and kids who might want to have a crack at rugby, what days do you train for your juniors?
So our juniors train on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 5:30 to 7. So it used to be 4:30 to 6, but we've changed that now. And for anyone looking to give rugby a try, our high school roster starts this Friday.
Right.
At Devonport, kicking off at 4 p.m. So if any parents have got their kids interested in playing rugby and they just haven't made that next step, they just need to contact our Bulls page on Facebook and we can send them all the information. But again, we put a fair bit on our Facebook page as well to get that information out to parents. So they just need to click on that and they should be able to see some flyers for it as well.
Yeah, one of the best sporting club Facebook pages on the coast, I might say, the Bulls Rugby.
We do our best. Yeah, we try to keep up. I guess social media is the way now, isn't it?
Yep.
Put it on Facebook and everyone reads it.
All right, mate. Thanks for having a yarn. Good luck this weekend.
No worries. Thanks, Darren.